choice tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes. I'm not too sure what happened there. We had a little bit of a fade out and something else started playing. But anyway, we're here now. We know what Choice Tunes is about. We invite somebody in that's known in the public a bit, and we find out all about their life, where they were born and what they've done and what brings them to this point in their life. But we also find out the music that's played a part of their life. And it's my absolute pleasure to introduce this afternoon Tommy Livingston. Now, a lot of you will know Tommy. The others of you will know him as Tommy's Takeaway on a Friday afternoon. Always love his recipes. And we'll find out a bit more about Tommy as we go through in the next hour. So welcome, Tommy.
Thank you very much, Alan. Great to be here.
Thank you very much for being part of it. Now, obviously you weren't born in Melbourne, so where were you born, Tommy?
I was born in Northern Ireland in a place called Downpatrick in 1951.
Is that a big town or is it a little country town, or what sort of place is it?
To be honest, Alan, I've never been back since. So I don't really know. It's an old town. Supposedly St. Patrick was buried there.
So what age did you come out to Australia, Tommy?
I was about 21. I was just a few months after my 21st birthday.
All right, so where were you? So you didn't go back there after you were born. Where did you go after you were born at this little country town?
That was Downpatrick is in a county in Ireland called County Down. Later on, I moved to County Armagh, where I lived for the next 15, 16 years.
Right. So obviously, you came out with your mum and dad, or did you just come out by yourself?
No, I just bought a one-way ticket in 73.
Well, at what age?
21.
21?
I was 3 months past 21.
All right, so after you'd finished school, because we don't worry about school, everybody went to some form of school.
Exactly, yeah.
So after your school, what was your first job? Was it a part-time job while you were at school, or was it a full-time job?
Well, after school, I did a catering college for 3 years, and I got a job then in a place called Hotel Europe in Killarney, which is in the south of Ireland.
Right.
I was there for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
And so that was from about 17 to 19 or something.
And then what did you do between 19 and 21?
19 and 21, I worked in London for a while. I upped sticks in Ireland and did what a lot of other young people did.
Yeah. But as a chef or...?
As a chef. I started cooking at college when I was about 14.
Right.
So by this stage I was about... On the way into London, I was about 19, maybe a bit later. So I had a few years under my belt.
Yep. So what possessed a 21-year-old guy to buy a one-way ticket to Australia? And I presume you didn't have any family out here? You just left your mum and dad and all that behind?
I had no family out here, but I had met a girl in Killarney.
Oh, hello.
she was from Australia, so... We went to London together, then we went to Edinburgh, and after the hospitality is a bit seasonal over there.
Yep.
So at the end of the season, the end of summer, she came back to Australia. So I followed a few months later when I gathered up the money.
All right. Well, we'll come back to your life because we still want to know a little bit more. You've picked the first song is the Dave Clark 5 and Glad All Over. I love this song, but why did you pick it?
That was a bit of time in the early 60s, and of course, like everybody else, they still do it nowadays, I assume. I had pictures on my wall in the bedroom,
yep.
And it was all the Dave Clark 5, the Kinks, the Mersey Beats, all those. Not the Beatles. I wasn't the biggest fan of the Beatles, but all the other ones.
All right, let's listen to the Dave Clark 5 and Glad All Over.
Say you love me all of the time, you say that you need me,
say you need me,
you'll always be mine,
I'll
be loving.
talking to Tommy Livingston, better known as Tommy's Takeaway, on a Friday afternoon here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Tommy, you followed this girl out. Did, after chucking up everything at the age of 21 and coming to Australia, was it worthwhile?
It definitely was. I came out with the idea that if I don't like it, I can go home within 2 years.
Yep.
And 15 years later, I still had no intention of going home.
Oh, that's fair. So obviously, the girl didn't tell you as soon as you got here to blow through.
No, she didn't. Thankfully, she didn't know.
Tommy, so you came out here as a 21-year-old. So what did you do for a job when you got here?
Straight away, I got a job. That's the great thing with cooking. You can nearly do cooking anywhere in the world.
Yep.
It took me a little bit of while to settle in, but within a few weeks, I had a job. In Sydney.
You came to Sydney?
I came to Sydney.
All right, so how long were you in Sydney?
I was in Sydney for 25 years.
Oh, were you?
I was a Sydney cider for 25 years.
Were you always at the same place as a chef, or did you move around in jobs?
I moved around. In those days, and probably a lot of chefs still do, you go where the money's the best.
Yep.
Where the conditions are the best, and that's what I did as well.
Have you ever worked, and please don't name, because I don't want to get sued, have you ever worked in a place where you thought, I wouldn't even eat here?
No, I haven't, because lucky enough, I was quite well experienced starting cooking at about 14. So yep. By the time 21, 22, I was still very well experienced. I was nearly in some of the small places, I was like, head chef material. So I was in charge of a lot of the cooking. And I worked in a couple of really good restaurants.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah. All right, so you're in Sydney. You've got a family by this stage of the game.
I had two children, yes.
What brought you to Melbourne?
I went back overseas, back to Ireland for a few years.
You went back and lived over there?
I went back there in the mid-90s.
Right.
And I opened up a business. I intended to go back for a bit of a holiday, maybe a longer holiday, but I started off opening a small business, got a bigger business, and then, of course, I had to stick with the business for a few years.
So let's just go back one step. What made you decide after how long out here?
About 25 years.
So what made you take the step and say, I think I'll go back and give Ireland a shot?
I was working in a few high pressure places, and I think I was basically burnt out.
Right. So
and possibly the mind wasn't thinking as the way it should have been.
Yep.
So I thought, I want to disappear for a while. I want to get out of here.
And
I went back home.
So did you? I don't want to get too personal here. Did you take your family with you? Like, did you uproot them all, or by that stage you weren't?
By this stage, they were a bit older, and I just sort of left.
Just went.
I just went. Not the best thing to do. I wouldn't suggest anybody do it, and I wouldn't do it again, but I just went.
Just went. So you were over there, you ran some businesses. So what made you then decide? How long you were there? 5 years, you
said? I was there for about nine.
Nine. So what made you then decide, well, this isn't where I want to be, I'd rather be back in Australia? Because that seems to be a pretty big change again.
I decided I was up to that stage, I was a permanent resident of Australia, and I had my 5-year return visa.
Ah, yep.
And it ran out. So I had to make a decision. If I don't go back before this ends, I won't get back at all.
Yep.
So basically, I came back before my visa ran out.
So you sold your businesses over there. So were your businesses in hospitality as well?
In hospitality. I actually had a franchise of a kitchen in a golf club.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did for six to 7 years.
Oh, right. So you came back to Australia? At what sort of age are you now, just roughly?
I came back in 2003, so I must have been about somewhere in my 50s, maybe early 50s.
That's right. So when you came back, straight back into hospitality?
Straight back into hospitality, yes. That's all I knew.
Righto. Joe Dolan, Make Me an Ireland. Why'd you pick that one?
I picked that because when I lived in Killarney, that was my first job away back in the late 60s.
Yep.
Ireland was all show bands.
Ah, yes, yep.
You've probably heard of that.
And, yep.
Let's say Elvis put a song out in America. Well, the next Saturday night, there would be a show band in Ireland singing
Elvis. It, yeah.
You didn't hear Elvis, you heard the show band.
Yep.
And Joe Donnan was one of the most successful ones. They're one of the ones that lasted for years.
Oh, right.
In fact, I think he only passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he was a big favourite.
All right, let's listen to this. Joe Donnan, Make Me an Island.
Different size, different girls every day. Different names, different games. Took my breath clean away. But I'm changed, rearranged. I'm enlightened and how. You have caught me, you have taught me. And I'm different now. Take me and break me and close.
So, Tommy, I'm starting to get a bit of a theme here. Would it be true to say that all the jobs you've had have always been in hospitality?
Every one of them. Apart from before I got married to Alex in the 73, I think I got married. I did wash cars for a little while in Parramatta Road in Sydney. But that lasted about 6 weeks, and then I just rushed back.
You just didn't like. So, what made you get out of hospitality into washing cars? You were sick of hospitality, or
I was getting married, and I thought I would like a few nights off. I'd like a few weekends off, and this car wash thing. And I had nothing else. I had no other qualifications.
Yep.
So I thought, I'll do cars for a little while. I'll be home at about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening. It was hard work.
And you got sick of it
for $7 a car.
Tommy, I've got to ask you, you've spoken about your children. You've got two children. I haven't even asked whether they're male or female, and that's not really the point. Have they followed you into hospitality?
I've actually got three children. I remarried along the way.
Oh, right.
Yes, they did, because they grew up. That's all they knew. Their dad was in hospitality. One of them became a chef, quite a successful chef as well.
Right.
My eldest daughter, Kate. The other daughter, she went into hospitality, more into the management side.
Oh, yeah.
And they've both since left hospitality because of the night times the and time the weekends hours, yep. and all this sort of stuff. I was talking to my youngest daughter, Greta, yesterday, and she said she left hospitality, went into insurance, and then a year ago she decided to go back into hospitality. She sent me yesterday, she says, I don't know what was wrong with me, to go back in there to do nights, shift work.
So she started to wonder why she went back to
exactly.
it.
She was really questioning herself. And my son, he's present working in a chicken takeaway shop.
Fair enough.
Which he's going to move on from that, but he's in hospitality at present as well.
Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. How did they make it?
That was probably by the time I got to London, I was sort of a bit out on my own then. I had my own room, and I actually bought a in those days they were called stereos. I bought a stereo, and I think as far as I can remember, Jimi Hendrix was my first LP that I bought.
I've had a few people say
in Piccadilly, London. All right,
let's play. I've had a few people say to me, "This is the very first record I ever bought." With me, Tommy Livingston, and you'll know him better as Tommy's Takeaway on a Friday afternoon here on Yarra Valley FM. And no wonder he calls his show Takeaway, because when you listen to his with the exception of washing cars for about 6 weeks, his whole life has been all around. And I've actually tried a couple of his recipes, to be quite honest. And anyway, so that's it. Tommy, we always like to ask the real hard questions. What was the very first car you bought?
It was a Datsun 240K in Sydney.
Was it?
For $3,500.
Yeah, and how long did you have that?
I had that for about 3 or 4 years. I had it for maybe more.
True.
It was yellow. And I'll never buy another yellow car.
Why not?
Because it got hit so many times. I crashed it once myself. I reversed into a post. But every other 4 or 5 times, someone else hit me.
You're lucky to be alive.
I reckon it was a jinxed.
Gilbert and Sullivan, nothing rhymed. Why is that it?
I've got a bit. This was in Edinburgh, and I had my stereo player that I bought in London, and I was getting into records then, LPs, and Gilbert O'Sullivan was very popular. I was a bit confused. I got Gilbert O'Sullivan, the bloke who wrote the music years ago, and this new Gilbert O'Sullivan. I got the two of them mixed up.
So, all right, let's play.
If I give up the seat I've been saving to some elderly lady, oh man, am I being a good boy? Am I your bride and joy? Mother, please, if you please, say I am. And if while in the course of my duty I perform an unfortunate tape, you punish me so unbelievably, so never again will I make that mistake. This feeling inside me could never deny me the right to be wrong if I choose. And this pleasure I get from, say, winning a bet is to lose. When I'm drinking my Bonaparte shandy, eating more than enough apple pies, will I glance at my screen and see real human beings starve to death right in front of my eyes? Nothing old, nothing new, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing still won or lost, nothing further than proof, nothing wilder than you, nothing older than time, nothing sweeter than wine, nothing physically, recklessly, hopelessly blind, nothing I couldn't say, nothing why I cause today, nothing rhyme.
So, Tommy, we've talked about your working career and the whole thing has been revolved around hospitality here and overseas. What, first of all, made you think that you might like to do radio? And secondly, what made you pick 99.1?
Main reason is, since I was very young, since going back there to the Dave Clark 5 years in the 60s, I was always interested in music. some reason, I always had a radio. I always had a stereo. Not just any old stereo. It had to be a really good one, the best I could afford. And I guess music has always been a massive big part of my life.
It's still a big leap from doing that to actually coming and presenting a show.
Well, for some reason, when I neared retirement, I used to love I love going on YouTube and not just listening to the music. I always look at the right-hand side of the screen and I pick up new music, different versions, cover versions of music. Yeah. And when I was coming up to retirement, I wanted to do something like maybe volunteer. And my grandkids were on 99.1. Yarra Valley FM, one on the schools program.
Oh, yes, yep.
And, of course, they said, oh, Poppy, you've got to listen to this. You've got to listen. So that's when I first heard 99.1 FM, which
through,
was...
through the schools in
through
program.
The schools program.
So why did you decide that... Do you live locally? Is that what sort of brought you here?
I live in Murrelbark. So from all my working life, I always gravitated towards the city. That's where a lot of hospitality work is. And when I was looking for volunteer work, I wanted to go the opposite way.
You don't want to travel in the traffic.
I don't want the Eastern Freeway anymore. I don't want the traffic. And I came the opposite direction. And I lived beside the Yarra Valley and the Dandenongs. And I thought, perfect.
Sounds good. Billy Joel, the piano man, why, how did that get into your picking?
Maybe because he was, I think, in around about the 70s, the 75 or 76 or something. Yeah, but he was about the biggest thing on the radio.
He was very big, Billy Joel. All right, let's listen to him.
We'll be right back.
Tommy, Midnight Oil and Blue Sky Mine. Why did that one get in?
I always liked the Midnight Oil. I always liked their messages.
Yep.
And I've seen them quite a few times.
Have you? Yep.
And I lived around Narrabeen where they played a lot in Narrabeen years ago. That's the reason.
So we've heard quite a lot about your life, and as we keep saying it, it's all been around hospitality industry, being a chef and all that sort of jazz. If, forget about qualifications, forget about anything, if I said to you today, you can have any job in the world, Now, it doesn't have to be in Australia, and any job. I'm talking about from the lowest to the highest to a president of a country or something. What job would you look at, or would you want to do?
If I had to go past hospitality, which I'd find at this stage very hard, even looking back on it in hindsight, but let's say my second choice, maybe carpentry.
Carpentry.
I was very interested in carpentry, and I've got a little electric light at home where you had a hand drill both ends of the stick to get wire through, and I got the wire through first time. They joined up in the middle, so that...
So you'd be happy to be a carpenter?
I'd be happy. That'd give me confidence.
All right. Oasis and Wonderwall. What has that one come in, Tommy?
That was a bit like Sydney and Billy Joel. Wonderwall and Oasis. Besides, I sort of liked the two Gallagher brothers. I thought they were a little bit wild, a little bit crazy, and maybe I wouldn't mind it being a bit the same. But they were very, very popular, and I liked Wonderwall.
All right, let's play it.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had it down.
funny tale. Well, first of all, Tommy, let me say thank you for being part of Choice Tunes, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And we now, the listeners know a little bit more about what Tommy's takeaway is all about, or Tommy Livingston is. Just two quick questions. What's, you talk about being in your hospitality, what's the biggest amount of meals you had to do for a function?
Probably about, I roughly guess, about 400.
Gee, that's big.
I think it was about a football function.
Yeah.
That was hard work.
That's hard work. And, all right, you came to 99.1, you decided you wanted to play some music. What made you decide that you'd start to put a recipe in?
Talking to Rob Jordan, I think it was.
Oh, right.
And
the great Rob Jordan.
One of the meets, we met up at Rainer's Orchard, I think. Yep. And he said we used to do it and it was very popular. I think even good. Greg said the same thing too.
Oh, good. All right. Unfortunately, I've got to go. We've got the news coming along and you know all about that. We're going to get the news on time and then Greg will be here with the Oz Indie Show between 3 and 5 o'clock. Always a terrific show. Spider-Bait, Black Betty.
I worked in this little pub in Eurella in northern New South Wales and that's when I first heard of AMRAP.
Oh, yeah.
These shows came around quite regularly and the stage was beside the kitchen, so I had bird's eye view of the stage and Spider-Bait was one of my favorites.
Really quickly, I've got to go, but where did you enjoy working the most? In the big places or these little country pubs?
Probably the big places, and even then there was only about less than 10 in the kitchen, so...
So it really made you work.
Let's say everywhere.
All right. Thank you very much, Tommy.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.